Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Like, yeah. Yo, bro, just eat the entire donut. You're in radio. You're fat.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He would cox the smoker's outlet in the van before going in.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
And James Strebel.
Oh, there's a chortle.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I've been doing radio for 5 years. I hope I don't sound terrible by now.
At it, 5 o'clock hour, presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Our guy Louis Rabeau almost got hit by Lachlan McClain.
I heard
at a four-way stop near Evergreen Liquors.
Yeah,
so how about that?
I'm not surprised by it at all, Louis. That's just how he drives, and you'll never hear an apology from him.
I'm sure that's the case. No, you never will.
You're wrong, Louis.
Yes, you are wrong, Louis. You should have been there in that spot. 437-9680. But yeah, catch any of those Cox's Spirit Shop locations. All the premium cigars, all the beer, all the wine, all the spirits, all that craft beer selection at Evergreen Liquors. They got you covered wherever you are in the city of Louisville. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line if you want to get in on any of that. Did you guys see that Jeff Bezos?
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to space.
He's going to space.
In his space capsule.
Yes, in his spacecraft.
That his company made.
Yes, it's his capsule. So he's decided, since it's mine and I put up the money for it, I'm going. So he's going to space.
Yeah, but that's a bad idea.
I go to space.
Yeah, but doesn't the first one usually blow up?
Well, I think they've...
And
I'm
you're nothing.
Sure,
he's the richest man in the world.
I know he's the richest man in the world. But at the same time, they've had to do test runs.
That doesn't matter. They blow up all the time.
They do blow up all the time. But
I think Bezos is going to die here.
Do you really?
I'm being serious.
I'm scared for him. I think he'll be fine. I think Jeff Bezos will be fine. I'm sure that they'll go over every single nook and cranny of that craft.
Well, they always do, but yeah. NASA's had things blow up in the air.
I know, that's a chance
Russians,
you take.
The Russian space station.
Yeah, I mean, that's a chance you take. If you're serious about space travel and you really want to do it, that's a chance you take.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have to do it. He's got all the money in the world. Why would he do it?
Because he has all the money in the world.
You would think
we'd
have it down by now. When we landed on the moon like over 50 years ago. How long does it take to perfect something?
Did we really land on the moon?
Stanley Kubrick filmed it in a sound studio.
In a sound studio.
Yeah, I've read about all that stuff.
Well, you probably believe that, don't you?
I don't know. I think we went to the moon.
You think we went to the moon?
I 100% believe we
Mitch, do you think we went to the moon?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes. I think Buzz Aldrin has seen some stuff his time.
He's seen craft. Buzz Aldrin has. But no, the reason Jeff Bezos is going on this is because what else does he have left to do? He's a billionaire. He can do anything he wants to do. He's run out of things on Earth.
I guess that's
do,
it.
I think it's to show up his ex-wife. Like, hey, look what I'm doing.
I don't think it's to show up his ex-wife. I think it's to show up Elon Musk. He's like, like, oh, you just build the rockets. I'm flying them, baby. He's like, I'm going. That's what I think is
going on.
So
his company built this rocket? Is that what happened?
Amazon built it, yes.
Amazon built it. So we can't. No longer Amazon Prime can't get, you know, draws to you in 2 days now. It takes like a week.
2 weeks, yeah.
But we can get to the moon. Yeah, so I'm not buying it.
No.
I'm not buying it. He can't get some tidy whities to the Strebel household. It takes him 2.5 weeks. But he thinks he's going to fly to space?
Yeah.
Where are they going? They going to the moon or where are they going?
No, I think he's just going to orbit. I think he's going to go outside the
planet.
That's
fake space.
He's just going to orbit. No, they're not going anywhere. I don't know if they're going to the space station and kind of hooking up with the space station or not, but he's not going to the moon or any place like that.
Gotcha. How long is the space station away from here?
Oh, not long.
Not long?
No, no.
A few hours
there.
In
yeah,
the air?
Yeah, and you're there. Yeah, it's not very far. It's actually in the orbit of the Earth. But, yeah, I think it's a one-up to one-up Elon Musk because they trade back and forth every so often. First, second place, richest person
on the
planet.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Texter says 437-9680. Mitch can't perfect a phone call to get an interview with Jen Coleman, yet he expects others to perfect space travel.
Well, I haven't been doing radio for 50 years. Maybe in another 45 years, you know, I can perfect phone calls.
Well,
I would expect to perfect phone calls.
Well, planes crash and cars crash all the time. They haven't perfected that.
Texas says, duh, moon. Texas says, Locke told Louis Rabot to get a better car.
Yeah, I did. Get a better driving instructor.
Boy, I want to read this one. There's the word fecal matter in it.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, is that back to the phone on the...
Yeah.
I actually, I forgot what I was listening to or reading, but, like, the amount of that, like, is not for your phone.
Oh, your phone's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
The things on your phone are disgusting.
And that makes it even worse. It makes it worse.
You know, I saw a tweet this weekend, and it made me really think about it, and now I'm never going to not think about it. Like, when you're at a restaurant, and you're using a fork or a spoon or a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Just know how many mouths that spoon and fork have been in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thousands, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I never thought about it that way, and now I'll never be able to not think about it.
Well,
I may never eat out at a restaurant again.
Here's what I think of. Again, you were very MAGA with the entire COVID thing, but a properly washed utensil's the thing that's
they're
stopping
like,
you.
Yeah, that is sanitized.
So just know that the inconsistency, Mitch, with where you are there.
Well, I'll start bringing my own silverware everywhere I eat.
You go ahead and do that.
I have at it. You do that, Mitch.
Well, here's the thing that I don't know. You know, if you go to a bar and you can see, you know, behind the bar, how they clean the glasses.
Yeah,
it's a dip. There's three sinks.
It's like a little fountain that comes up.
Well, I'm saying when they wash them.
Yeah.
There's three sinks. One is, Mitch, have you ever, I have not worked actually behind a bar, so I've never done this, but I've seen a lot of it. It's a, you know, they dip, like this cup right here.
Yeah.
They dip this in, I don't know if it's water, and then they go into, there's two sanitizing things. Now, do you trust that?
I've seen a thing where, like, they take the glass and they turn it upside
down.
Well,
that's a different thing.
And it's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
And it, like, washes it out. I've seen
that. Right, well,
that
just rinses it out.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I haven't seen I didn't see what you're talking about. Like,
yeah.
You say that, I should have wondered about that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've had many experiences drinking pints and such.
Texas says they have high-temperature dishwashers. Yes, that I'm not as worried about what Mitch is talking about.
No.
I'm more worried about what I'm talking about.
No, I agree with you.
Not every restaurant has those.
I think they have to have those. I think that's part of, like, their grade from I think they had to have that, right?
Texas says we never went to the moon. Texas says we did not go to the moon, and the president didn't speak to the astronauts on the moon with his landline phone.
It was a satellite link.
Texas says, fortunately for you, Mitch, Taco Bell uses plastic silverware.
We should honestly, everyone should just switch to plastic silverware. It's better for the environment. I'll be more, you know, happy to eat somewhere. I don't know. I just saw that tweet during the weekend. I was like, I never thought about that. And now I can't get it out of my mind.
I thought plastic was worse for the environment. Are they trying to get
rid
of plastic
straws? Well, you think Mitch cares about the environment?
Mitch
look like someone who cares about the environment?
No, he doesn't. No. But he said plastic's better for the environment. I'm like, no, it's
his
not.
Or like Chipotle has like the biodegradable, like the bowls at Chipotle are like biodegradable.
You get the Tyler Hero bowl?
He has his own bowl?
Didn't he have his own bowl?
He has his own Chipotle bowl. He has his own cereal. And now
is it like a nationwide thing?
I'm pivoting against Tyler Hero.
Would you like to send him well wishes?
I would.
Does this show want to send something to Tyler Hero?
I would say well wishes.
For having a baby.
To Tyler Hero for having a baby, but I just feel like that, you know, he BBN had a lot of expectations for him as a player last year. And he came back, and he was a bomb. He was a bust this year. And he seems like he's more concerned with getting his own Chipotle bowl.
Yeah, but you like MKG, and he's a bust.
Yeah, but he didn't like...
I mean, Willie Cauley-Stein was a top-10 pick. He's a bust.
I just feel like Tyler Hero just... I mean, I kind of feel... I don't feel sorry for him, but like I feel like he was in Wisconsin and boring. And then he got put in Miami, and that lifestyle just kind of like overtook him. And the product on the court has suffered for that. He's living a great life. I'm not trying to hate on him. He's living a life that many people would like to live. But I think that the after effects of Miami living have taken its toll on his on-court performance.
Texas says three compartment sinks, wash, sanitize, rinse. Texas says Mitch just said plastic is better for the environment.
I really almost made me. Thanks.
Texas says, I worked at B-Dubs in college. If the washing machine is broken, you automatically go to a C grade.
See, yeah, exactly. The health department comes in and great. That's why they have the A, B, and C on it, because they have to have all these standard washing apparatuses.
I can't read some of these. Texas says, hey, Mitch, you know plastic is horrible for the environment.
They make it out of oil.
Texas says, yeah, Mitch, something not reusable is better for the environment. Texas says, Mitch, plastic wear is way worse for the environment.
That may have been the wrongest you've ever been on anything.
Can I get, if you don't mind, Mitch, can I get just one of those process fake takes on the U of L Team 108 video that came out? Please, please.
It's smart, and I think it's a good thing. So kudos to them for doing
it. Emotional investment's really important, and I felt a lot of apathy from this fan base over the last couple of years. So this really helps in that aspect. Try to get people emotionally invested in the team you're putting out there.
I mean, they were emotionally invested. The emotions were negative. They were negative emotions. They did have emotions about that team.
Can I tell you the last two clips on my sound sheet today?
Sure.
And I'm scared. Mitch, I don't know if I sent you the Deion Sanders one. I really can't remember.
You didn't. I just want to play it.
Okay.
Because I want Strebel's thoughts on it.
Well, there's two here. Deion Sanders on how to keep a woman happy.
Oh, man.
And Rudy Giuliani, my pillow ad.
No, he didn't.
Those are the last two things.
Giuliana did a My Pillow ad.
I want to play it right now. We didn't. I was so upset you guys didn't play it on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw it on Friday. You played.
It was on the sound sheet.
I'm sorry. It's 5:15. We might as well. Prime time, baby. You're driving home. You want a hot take on Kentucky basketball, maybe Louisville basketball. What's Chris Mack doing right now? We're not going to give you that.
No.
We're going to give you Rudy Giuliani pitching a My Pillow.
I've been sleeping on My Pillows for some time. I love them. They're simply the very best pillows ever made. But I just found out that they also have a wide assortment of other incredible products like their mattress topper, sheets, towels, and slippers. And more!
Slippers and more!
Is that it? Wait, it stopped in the and more? That's it?
Yeah, it's just a 15-second YouTube ad.
It's like, man, I got a lot of takes on that, but I just feel like I should be quiet and just, we'll just, what Deion Sanders say?
We'll play that later. You settle down. What is your take on Giuliani?
It's like you went from
America's mayor to
a buffoon that has now aligned himself with somebody who's going to get sued for millions of dollars by Dominion voting. At what point do you say maybe I need to cut my losses here? Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe this guy is a dummy. Maybe this guy's a buffoon. Maybe I need to go and rehab my integrity.
Image.
In my image as a lawyer and a mayor, and instead he goes, well, you know, I'm going to double down on this guy that's been an outcast and has basically been shunned by everybody. I'll stick with him. Okay.
Who would have ever thunk it My Pillow guy would be a hot take artist? When you first saw those pillows.
Those look like nice pillows.
Exactly. Years ago, you're like, damn, that's not a bad pillow. You know, doesn't look like a bad pillow. This guy created them. Oh, you know, I could get in on this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, man, he's nuts.
He's crazy. He's a crazy person. And man, he goes from that iconic, image of him walking down the street where the towers is collapsed to My Pillows, slippers, and more.
I mean, you couldn't be more right. You really couldn't be more right.
Shameful.
Let's get into this. 437-9680. I'm going to need to go to Books A Million to buy all these preview magazines.
Yeah.
We haven't talked too much about this. Bozich loves these. Rick Bozich of WDRB. We'll have him on Thursday. He loves these.
He writes an article for every single one. And I love it because I get to read it.
Well, yeah, it's easy for you. You don't have to spend the $11.99 or the $8.99 or the $9.99 and you just move on.
Thank you, Bozich.
But the Lindy's preview magazine came out. Mitch, have you seen this at all? Have you seen the numbers?
I have not.
Okay, I want you to guess then, because I know Strebel has. Mm-hmm. I want you to guess where they have Louisville and Kentucky ranked in Lindy's.
Just like ranked out of all the FBS
schools? All the teams,
all the national rankings.
Kentucky, Louisville, and Indiana?
Well, if you want to do Indiana, but you hate them. So
I'll start with Indiana.
Okay, start with Indiana.
I'll start with Indiana. Everyone loves them. Everyone thinks they're a top 25 team. So I'll go 19 for Indiana.
Very close.
Wow.
20.
Okay.
Okay, so there you go.
Kentucky would be next. They're considered kind of like in the 30 to 40 range. I'll go 33.
47.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was lower than
47.
What was the one we talked about last week? Athlon? Athlon had him in the 30s.
Had him in the 30s.
Right. Yeah, so and Louisville, 47. Louisville, I would consider as outside top 50, but knowing that Kentucky's 47 now, I'll go a little bit lower. I'll go like 67.
74.
Okay.
That's not bad by you, Mitch, honestly.
It's
all
not.
All these lists are the same.
Well, you know, I mostly agree. I feel like that's low. I feel like that's low for both of them.
I agree with that.
I feel like Lindy's is crapping in the preseason on Kentucky and Louisville.
I feel like they're crapping on Kentucky way more than they're crapping on Louisville.
Well, that was going to be my question. Kentucky at 47, Louisville at 74. It's a larger number for Louisville, so you immediately go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're crapping on Louisville more, but Kentucky. Now, here are the two. Now, I guess they do a thing called Lindy's Call. I got to be honest. I haven't bought a Lindy's magazine in a decade.
It's like Lindy's Take.
Okay, so
like
their final
yeah.
take.
Now this was the haymaker shot that got me all hot.
About
bothered.
Louisville, they say, quote, Louisville and its coach went from earning the benefit of the doubt to deserving no respect.
Ooh. Oh, that's a shot.
I mean, but I disagree with that. Well, let me take my agreement or disagreement out of that.
Okay, so just that's the quote.
Let me take it out of it for a second. Trying to get my dog to quit licking her arm. Here,
yeah.
Nudge her real quick.
Ruby.
Tell her, Ruby, no.
No.
There you go.
No, Ruby. She
look
yawned
at
me.
Liz looking at you like,
yeah,
I don't
like,
care.
Who are you?
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
You're not my dad.
She's walking. Now she's mad. She's
oh,
walking
she's
out
not
of the
happy.
Room.
She should. Yeah there
yeah.
she goes. Her foot's asleep,
now
too.
Now she's not going to like me anymore.
No, she'll be fine. She'll forget. Okay. Dogs forget in 3 minutes or whatever. Okay. What is interesting to me about that is that nationally, I feel like nobody says that about Scott Satterfield.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because when I read that, I thought about, I forgot who we had on last week on here. It wasn't Rittenberg. That was like,
was
I
it
still,
Jim Coleman?
No, it was not Jim Coleman either. It was like, he still loved the Satterfield hire, and he was still like,
oh, everybody
I think it's like,
does.
He still was like, it's a home run hire, Satterfield will be fine.
I'm telling you, I can't think of a David Hale. It was
David
Hale.
David Hale, you're right. Yep.
And he loves Scott Satterfield
in
Louisville. Now, he's very high on them. In fact, I would say if Lindy's has him at 74, someone like David Hale of ESPN has him, what would you say, Mitch, mid-40s?
I'd say they have more like
45, 50?
Like,
I mean, I would say like at least.
I mean, yeah, if he has him over seven wins.
I would
wins.
Say he would have him at least 25 spots higher, at least.
Absolutely.
Low-end 25 spots. In what? So I don't think Louisville is as low as Lindy's, but I also don't think they're as high as David Hale.
Right.
If you're asking me. I am trying to think of another national publication / analyst that has either questioned or quite frankly been hot takey against Scott Satterfield his time here. And I can't think of one.
No.
I really cannot. Now, I don't mean Kentucky related. I don't mean with the slant here of red versus blue.
This national media.
I understand that. But I mean national media that look at it. I think very much. We talked about Kentucky momentum in the Kyle Tucker article. I feel like people think that was Scott Satterfield. That people have written off large parts of last year. Mm-hmm. In the preseason analysis, and Lindy's isn't. To have Louisville there, they're not. So that's on the Louisville side. On the Kentucky side, here's what they have. Kentucky should improve over 5-6, but the ceiling appears to be 7 wins. I mean, that is as hot of a take. I mean, that's a hot take.
Ceiling. Like, they can't be better than seven wins.
What he's
that's
telling you is if they play their best football, if they find a quarterback who's not a dud, if they find a couple wide receivers, if they get this Jaquez, is it Jones, whatever,
Jaquez Jones.
You know, to fill in the linebacker position, boom, they're fringe top 50, which means you're nothing.
You're nothing.
I mean, let's be honest.
Fourth in the East is what they have them as.
And then you're talking about being a seven-win football team. Yikes.
Yeah, that's not good, especially with all the bluster, all the talking. It just feels like when we talk about Liam Cohen today and what he was saying, it doesn't even feel like their own staff is on board with what they are. You know what I mean? It's like you have Vince Merrill going out there and saying the things he's saying, and Liam Cohen's kind of like, we don't really have any playmakers. And then so far, I just feel like Lindy's has been the most honest in their assessment. They're not thinking, Scott Satterfield, he's still going to get it done based on what? They're saying this is what their season was. They're losing. They counted, like, the number one concern for them was replacing Des Fitzpatrick and Tutu Atwell. They're not saying, Scott Satterfield will have some guys. He'll just have some guys. And for Kentucky, the number one thing that they looked at was, like, they don't have a quarterback. Do they have the quarterback position figured out? Because they haven't the entire time Stoops has been the coach there. So I will back Lindy's here and actually appreciate their analysis, because it's not all, we love this, it's great, Satterfield's going to do a good job, Stoops always gets it done, he's respected. They're actually giving you a real opinion and saying, hey, look at these things on your team. There's your big holes that need to be filled. So I respect what Lindy's
is doing.
Save
that for the
mix. Yes. So I respect what Lindy's is doing. Even as a Kentucky fan, I respect their analysis. Not that it means anything to Lindy's, but I do. Just personally, I read that and I was like, yeah, they're right. They're spot on. Louisville's got a lot of guys.
You can't like that. You can't like that.
I do like it because
no, I agree with them.
I agree with them. They've never figured out a quarterback. We still don't know.
You think Kentucky's 50th in the country?
Andy, I mean, I've been consistent. I'm picking them 7-5, 6-6. Yeah. Until they prove it, yes,
I'm not sure being 50th in the country is fourth in the East.
That's what they have them as, fourth in the East.
I know. I think it is, but I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah. I mean, they had Georgia,
who would that be,
Florida,
above?
Missouri,
South Carolina and Vandy?
South Carolina and Vanderbilt
and Tennessee.
Yeah.
They do say Shane Beamer was the worst coach. Was the worst hire.
Yeah, he did that, which I love.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, that was pretty darn good. Yeah. The worst hire was Shane
Beamer. What if Satterfield would have went?
Man.
I don't even know who Louisville would have, like, hired.
Who would be the coach right now? And what would they be selling?
Man, I mean, they'd have to.
You can't sell culture. They just got sold culture over the last 2 years.
They'd be dipping in the same waters they dipped in with Satterfield, I believe. I believe they would have gone head coach at a
Sun Belt team
Sun
or
Belt
something like that.
Yeah,
yes,
the Coastal
exactly.
Carolina coach or hot names? Billy Napier, and I can't remember the
They
would have
made
Carolina.
Another run at Brom, I think. I think they would have made another run.
I don't know. I think that
ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Texas says, I remember when seven wins for UK football was unattainable. Now it's not good enough. I say that's a positive thing. And I say that's the worst opinion you can have about UK football.
I mean, if you want them to be
That's the worst opinion.
I mean, all these UK football fans, we want respect. We want people to respect us. We want people to respect UK football. 7-5 is not respectable. If you're 7-5, 6-6 every year, you're a whatever program. You're a whatever program. And as much junk as the coaches talk, you can't just say, well, for Kentucky football, do you want to be just Kentucky football for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Do you just want to settle with 7-5? No, Kentucky, I want to be damn good.
No, Kentucky fans do.
I don't. I don't understand
that's
that
what
mentality.
I'm telling you. I think the majority of them do.
People crush me all football season for these takes that I have. I feel this way. If you want to be proud of your football team and actually want to be relevant, 7-5 ain't it, man. I don't care if it's been Kentucky football for 100 years, whatever. Mark Stoops' entire sell job when he got hired at Kentucky was, this isn't Kentucky football anymore. This is different. Then prove it. Then be consistent with it. And idiot fans like you that say 7-5 is good, you're what's wrong with Kentucky football. Get out of here. Go cheer for Louisville. Go cheer for another team. Don't cheer for Kentucky, because you don't want them to be good. You want them to be mediocre vanilla pudding is what you want Kentucky football to be. Buttermilk
says,
style.
I saw Satterfield out here golfing at Lake Forest. Maybe he and Locke are friends.
I think he lives in a different part
What if I received? But what if
Didn't he just move to Norton Commons or building a house in Norton Commons?
He's got three houses.
He's got houses all over the place. He needs to stay up.
Yeah, he's got one in Anchorage. He's got one in Norton Commons. He's got one in Lake Forest. I mean, he's got houses everywhere.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know how much I'd give, but if I just got a grainy photo of at like the, I would imagine the golf course there at Lake Forest has a nice, what do you call it? Like not club shop. It's got, you know, where he's got like
clubhouse.
A bar, clubhouse.
Clubhouse, yeah.
If I got a grainy photo of Scat and Locke.
Oh, my gosh.
Locke drinking a Zima.
Yeah.
I don't know what Satterfield drinks.
A glass of milk.
Coors Light.
Yeah, he's got a Coors Light.
I think it was like a milk. Yeah.
You think after a round of 18 in the heat, he's drinking milk?
He strikes me as a guy's like, I don't like alcohol. I'll have milk.
I think you're totally wrong. I think Satterfield can pump Coors Light.
Oh, no. I saw that man dance in the locker room. That dude drinks milk at every meal. I saw that man with his visor
and
his
face
shield.
I'm talking about after a
round. Well, I don't care where it is. He'll have water.
Oh, stop.
He ain't drinking a beer. That man's dance moves is not a man that drinks beer. No. Not or Jim Beam or whatever.
I hope Diener's listening.
What?
I hope Diener's listening. So
what, to us?
Why?
For what?
To ask Satterfield, you know, after get off the golf course, you know, or does he drink? Like,
what's
your
drink of choice?
Because we don't know. Like, we're sitting here debating whether he drinks
or not.
Here's
the thing. They always have the this is going to be fun for you, Mitch. And I think it's like football time. It's August. I'm sure maybe in a rummage, I would imagine Ennis will do the same. There will be the U of L golf outing.
Oh, yeah.
Satterfield's going to be the best golfer there, I have a feeling.
Sure, I can see him being very good at golf, yes.
Now that there's been a lot of media movements, I wonder what that hierarchy is now looking like. Does that make sense?
Oh, like who are the groupings?
Who are the groupings, right.
Because I'm sure
Like, I don't know, Diener doesn't golf.
Okay. Oh,
but
really?
But sometimes, no, even though he appears that he may.
He looks like a golfer.
He does, yeah. But he doesn't golf, but okay. I don't know, excuse me, if he's going to golf that particular day.
Right.
I mean, does Blank golf?
I think Blank would go there.
Never seen him golf. Yeah, I have him as not golfing.
Blank would love the clout that would come with
that. Well, that's what I'm kind of getting at.
He would get some clubs.
Wait, where does
faking?
The clout? Who goes with Satterfield? That's my question.
I mean, it's got to be like Jody, Cowgill.
Well, I see. I have Cowgill trying to go with Vinny Tyree.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a foursome.
Oh,
I think
you get
one big wig
okay.
and then three gas bags,
ooh,
I think.
So,
if you have
Miners
Vinny,
is with if, Vinny Tyree.
Well, that's – see, Vinny Tyree, this is a great summer topic.
Yeah.
I always have Miners, and then I think you go Kent Taylor, and then I think you go Cowgill.
Cowgill with that's Tyree.
That's how I kind of feel.
I like that.
But
I like
that
pairing.
Do you like that pairing?
I do like that pairing.
And then with Satterfield, it would – or, I mean, if does Mac play? Let's say Mac doesn't play. It's football only.
It's football only.
It's probably Jody.
Jody?
And I don't think Ennis plays.
I can't see Ennis being a golfer.
No.
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 He frowns too much for
me. Man, I don't think anyone around, like, at the station golfs besides, like, me.
Yeah.
Does Rummage golf?
Biscuit. No, Rummage doesn't golf.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. He does a lot of stuff. He plays softball, apparently. I don't know.
Texas says Pete Thomas is a player and could put away brews. Nice.
All right. There we go.
Texas says, Round Eddie drinks beer. I guess he has all the dance moves. What a clown.
I do. I have better dance. I could dance better than Scott Satterfield did in the locker room. Guarantee it. That was sad.
Let me make a confession. I don't think what he was doing in the locker room was that bad.
Oh, he looked so dorky.
Of course he did. He's in what, late 40s?
I
what,
know,
dude?
But they like made like, oh, look at this badass in this locker room, this win against. They beat like some terrible team, and he went in there and was like looking at the camera like, come at me, bro. You know, doing it. Like, get out of here. Come on.
The record changed things.
It was so bad.
Diener's listening. He says, where's Kent Taylor? Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think Kent Taylor's near the top.
He was Satterfield.
I think Kent Taylor is with Vince.
So he's with Vince. So that means Kent Spencer is with Satterfield.
Kent Spencer is with. I would say below that.
So
yes,
Jody, Kent Spencer, and maybe like Matt McGavick with Satterfield.
Matt McGavick.
Yeah, he writes all the glowing.
I don't think
about
he golfs either. I to be honest, I don't know.
Well, who golfs? I don't know who golfs.
Apparently not very many people.
Mitch with a strong opinion. I don't think he golfs. He doesn't golf. Does he golf?
Well, Mitch golfs. If let's say that Mitch went as the ESPN Louisville representative.
I would love to go golfing with Satterfield. Well, you're not going to go with Satterfield. You're going to go with someone
I'd love to be in the presence of Satterfield golfing.
Down the ladder. Like, they have all the coaches and some assistant coaches.
Fine, I'll golf with, I don't know, D-Rail Sims.
What a great pull by you.
Man.
D-Rail Sims. What a great pull by you.
Actually, you know what? I would love to golf with
Coach Coop.
Coach Coop.
Coach Coop or Court.
You would love to coach or would golf with Coach Coop. I guarantee you would.
Wait, what just happened there was organic and sad. You said I want to golf with Court Denison, and then you pivoted to where, no, I'll golf with Coach Coop.
Yeah.
Man.
The new Court.
Man.
I mean, Court's been left out, man.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, 6-6, 7-5, give me the Music City Bowl and I'm satisfied.
Well, fine. Then be satisfied. I mean, I've been to the Music City Bowl 3 times. I don't even go anymore.
A guy sent us a picture of Satterfield, I'm assuming at the clubhouse, and he says he was crushing some Miller Lights.
So I guess Satterfield's a Miller Lite guy. Why is that a shocker? He's a guy. He's a football. He's a man. I don't know what you're thinking. When I hear his voice
and I see him, he doesn't look like a guy that could pound brews. He looks like
He's from Boone, North Carolina.
He seems like a wholesome guy
that's just like, oh, well, you know, we don't do that in our house. That's just the vibe. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Those types of vibe I get. I know exactly what type of people you're talking about. There's tons of those in Callaway County. Those are the most fun people to drink with.
I think Satterfield would be fun to drink with. I don't mind saying it. I do.
Would you rather drink with Satterfield or Stoops?
Divorce Stoops.
Stoops right now.
Stoops.
Yeah, me too. 100%.
Do I have to go to the KSR bar, though?
Okay. I don't think he's...
If I don't have to go there, then I'm okay.
I don't hear a lot of stories about Stoops in the KSR bar.
You don't.
Not as much as you hear, like, Vince Marrow. He's in there all the time. I think Stoops goes other places.
Texas says, Mitch would play with the guy that bloodied his forehead. I can't remember.
Oh, the football coach.
Who was that guy?
Mark Ivy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so confused. I was like, no,
is he still there. Oh, is he still there?
I'm pretty sure he's still there.
For some reason, I had a moment of terror.
Also, Stillman's talking about, do fans care about the salary cap?
No. Listen, all of these, and Stillman's one of them. Any Titans fan that's worried about the salary cap, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you just got Julio Jones.
You just got Julio Jones for nothing. So you have to pay him for a couple years. Good. It's not your money. When you buy a sweatshirt for $45, the Titans don't take that money and then go put it right in Ryan Tannehill's pocket. It's not how it works.
I used to be that guy, but now I'm totally with you. Like, if I buy a ticket to a game, my money is so insignificant to the millions and millions of dollars they're paying these athletes.
Like the people who get so offended,
like when they sign a player to a bad deal.
That's unbelievable. Baseball gets a lot. He signed for $300 million.
Yeah,
I'm not paying Mike Trout.
No,
Mike.
The billions of dollars that go through these pro franchises and fans get so upset about.
It's unlimited money.
Exactly. Thank you. They basically print their own money. It's ridiculous.
Deion Sanders, how to keep a woman happy. We'll tell you how next.
Oh, I can't wait.
I swear I did not mean this as a lead-in, but it's a perfect lead-in. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic. What a lead-in. We always have a good lead-in for the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, if you're struggling in the bedroom with ED or PD, they've been in this area year after year helping out guys just like you. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy, FDA approved, no drugs, no needles, all natural, non-invasive, and they can help you today at the Hightower Men's Clinic. 690-2800, HightowerMens.com. Get the life you deserve. Stop with the stress and the depression and everything else, especially if you have diabetes. It can make it worse. Live that better life. Improve your confidence today. Schedule that appointment and do so right now. 690-2800, 502-690-2800 or HightowerMens.com.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You look so happy.
What?
Talking you, Kevin Hale, talking to Anna Chirillo looks so happy.
Well, that's not the reason I looked happy.
It is the reason. I mean.
No, I had like seven beers. That's why I looked happy.
And James Strebel.
You're a tank.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
But those are
not weak like you, Mitch. You drive 45 minutes to go see your Southern Indiana mope for a second and don't even drink a beer, crush a heater.
Yeah.
That's not what me and Strebel are about.
I'm
you understand that?
Break,
we're
baby.
Men.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Guys, a reminder, CarMax is hiring experienced auto techs nationwide. Work on all the cars that you love. Join CarMax today. You can apply online, CarMaxAutoTech.com. Again, CarMaxAutoTech.com. Reminder also, the Reds are off tonight. Back at it on Tuesday, Brewers and Reds, 640 right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Also coming up tonight on ESPN Level Game 2, Bucks and Nets.
Who you got?
I have an old man take.
On what? The NBA?
I have an old man take. An old, old, old man take.
Okay.
Okay? There's part of me, and I feel like if I was doing, like, national radio, I would have fallen into this. It's an old, crusty take. I'm saying this on the front end.
Okay.
I'm not happy that I feel this way, but I do feel this way.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, be honest with your feelings here.
Well, I was happy when LeBron and AD lost.
Oh, me too.
Because of the load management where these guys never play.
Yeah.
And James Harden, now injured, never plays. These guys never play.
Kyrie Irving.
They don't. All these teams that didn't play during the season.
Yeah.
So they could be ready for the playoffs are ended up, their playoffs are going the way that the regular season went.
Right.
And that's making me happy.
James Harden didn't play very much.
Wait,
Kyrie Irving.
Like 45 seconds.
Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant
injured.
Has always hurt. I mean, no, I agree with you. I mean, I like seeing these teams like the Bucks and the Hawks and the Nuggets and, you know, not so much the Jazz because of Donnie, but teams like the Suns. I mean, to me, that's a lot cooler because they play all the damn time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, Dick Gabriel in Lexington, he's going to have Diener on this tonight.
Oh, really?
He does, like, the night show up there. He's going to have, on LAP, he's going to have Double D tonight.
What time?
Well, come on. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to go, like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go on the deck. I'm going to grill.
I'm
going to drink
know.
Some Busch Lights. I might.
What are you going to grill?
Throw it on. I'll do a little chicken wing tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna chicken wings.
But he fell into the fake Diener account.
Oh, the Diener burner account.
It's just one of the 19 that are out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I like the one where he's like mean mugging the camera.
89 followers. The people that follow this fake Diener that I follow. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Mark Story follows a fake Diener.
That hurts me.
Megan Devine.
Oh.
Tim Sullivan.
Not Sully.
Well, that's predictable. And Eric Crawford.
No, not EC.
EC, man.
He goes on the radio with Bob.
Oh, I know.
He should know.
I know. I don't know what to tell you.
EC bothers me the most at all.
Does he really?
Yeah, because I feel like Eric Crawford should know.
Mitch, you had some issue with people talking about Jake Paul. We have not mentioned, and probably not a good time to mention it in the 5 o'clock hour, we have not mentioned at all the Mayweather, I don't know if it's even a fight, I don't know what it is
exhibition.
Or what it was.
Exhibition.
It was an exhibition. I saw none of this, I didn't even go for an illegal stream, but they're making tons of money, people wanted this, and they spent a lot of money to buy this from Showtime. I'm stunned by it, but whatever. So go ahead. You had an issue. Nick Valvano and Patty Ice and Jack Grossman were talking about it today.
I leave
go
Patty Ice out
in.
Of it. Patty okay. Ice didn't really right. contribute much to the conversation. But yeah, I don't know why I care so much about this. I just don't know why I care so much about this. But it's every bleeping fight is I'm going to start offering a service of pay me $10 and I'll tell you whether you should buy this fight or not. And I feel like I'm all over the place. I'm just done with the fake boxing takes because it happens every single time there's one of these fights. There's all this hype, and then people purchase it, and then they end up disappointed, and they're like, I can't believe I bought that. Like, I can't believe, or like, the real losers, this is my favorite one, the real losers of the night are the people who bought that fight.
Well, here's the one that kills me. Whenever I watch a boxing fight, and it's like, not to be clear, the last one I think I watched with a group of people was probably the McGregor-Mayweather.
That was the last one I watched.
And
yeah.
I would say that UFC falls into this, but especially on the boxing side, you have your buddies who know how the score. No, that round was 10-9. Like, I don't know what that means. Why is it always 10-9?
Yeah, it always is.
You buy these fights to be entertained. And when you're not entertained, you pivot to this is killing boxing or this is destroying the sport of boxing. Like, you give a damn.
Like, we care about the health of boxing.
Like, any of the people buying this fight give a damn about the sport of boxing? No, they purchase it to be entertained. I found it was a horrible fight. I agree with people. It was a terrible fight. It was 100 times worse than that McGregor Mayweather fight. But I was entertained. I didn't purchase the fight. I know how to illegally stream stuff, so I illegally streamed it. So it's just every time there's a fight like this, it's just the same thing.
I would agree, but specifically the Jake Paul and what is it, Ron Paul? What's the other guy?
It's Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
Paul. These are douchey brothers.
Douchey YouTubers.
Yeah, so yes. Why do you, I have a feeling you liked these guys back in the day and you may still like them.
I don't
so where
like
are we with
them.
That?
I just know, I hate that I know it, I just know like the whole story here. And the whole story, you know, would take me several minutes to talk about of how these YouTubers have come into boxing. And it's just like national, like what Crean and Nick talked about today. I mean, you can hear on every national sports radio show today. Like, it's just recycled, and we just do it every single time. And I'm just tired of it.
I agree with that last part. And by the way, I'm also looking at the looking at Satterfield right now. Look at that.
There he is.
Final of Coors Light at the bar.
Oh, there he goes.
Man, I'm telling you, it takes a. I don't know how to say this. Only certain guys can pull off the visor.
He can pull it off. I'll give it to him. I can't do it.
Spurrier did.
Yep.
Who else is a visor guy? I guess Dan Mullen is
a visor
guy.
Yeah. God, who else is they seem to like become fewer and fewer as years go on.
I feel like you got to have hair.
You've got to have good hair.
You have to have good hair. And Scott Satterfield, for a man his age,
yes,
is not gray, and he's not losing his hair.
Yeah, I can't wear visors. My hair's too like frizzy.
I think you could, actually. I disagree.
I tried. It didn't work.
I'm like, too bald up top. I'm not doing it.
I tried to wear it, and it didn't. I didn't like it at all.
Who would be the visor? Yeah, I thought you said Pfizer. the visor power rankings.
I mean,
that's what we need. I want to make a list of that. The visor, I'm going to put it on a T-shirt. Because Satterfield's on it. I just don't know where he's at.
Number one has got to be Mullen right now.
No, well, I think all time. I think number one is
Spurrier. Oh, all time Spurrier. He made the visor cool.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
No one's wearing a visor
but
before
active,
Spurrier.
We have Mullen, and Mullen, we have Satterfield, and then we can go from there.
Yeah. I don't know who else wears a visor, to be honest with you. I know there's more.
Kirby Smart Visor. That's a good one.
That's a really good one. Does Ryan Day wear a visor or a hat?
Ryan Day does not wear a visor.
He doesn't wear a visor.
He does not. Urban Meyer wore nothing.
No, he didn't. Yeah. He's had his hair. Gosh, it's got to be S. There's got to be more. Does Jimbo Fisher wear a visor? No, he's bald.
What about Dinky Witz?
Dinky Witz wears a visor. That's a good one.
Yep. He looks like a visor.
It's got to be. Did your boy Muschamp? No, he didn't wear anything.
No, Muschamp had nothing on his head.
I just go through.
Lane Kiffin?
Ate that deep. Boom.
Lane?
He's number two. I think it goes Spurrier, Kiffin,
Holgorsen,
Mullen. Dana Holgorsen wears a visor, yeah.
Now I'm cheating off the internet, by the way.
Oh, are you? Are you looking? You're popping off all these names. I'm
this
like,
is
damn.
From 2017, though, so I'm sure it's changed.
Yeah.
Gus Malzahn.
Bob Stoops wore a visor, did he not?
Yeah, did he?
I believe Bob Stoops wore a visor. I believe.
Gundy. Eh. I don't like Gundy.
No, you leave him off. But Bob Stoops were advisor. I remember that. He has hair, whereas Mark does not.
Yeah, I see. I don't know. Satterfield's starting to fall down the list a little bit.
Yeah, because those are some heavy hitters.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's be racial for a second.
Oh.
It's only white men that we're bringing up. This list has Willie Taggart.
Willie Taggart!
Back at Oregon.
Yes, Willie
what
Taggart.
What non-white guys wear a visor?
Texas right has now, Kevin Sumlin wears
Kevin
one.
Kevin Sumlin's a good one.
Yeah,
okay.
Kevin Sumlin's a good one.
Kevin Sumlin will be at a... I mean, this... Kevin Sumlin is barreling towards, like, Western Kentucky.
He is.
I mean, or lower than that.
Where is he at now?
He got fired.
Right. Yeah,
did he go anywhere?
I don't know.
I loved him at Texas A&M. I really thought he was going to bring that program to a better spot. I did. With him and Johnny Manziel. No, seriously. When someone was there and they had Johnny Manziel, they beat Alabama and did all that. I mean, I was like, damn, here goes A&M. And then he just, like, fizzled out completely. That hurt me. I liked Sumlin.
Why do you like someone?
I don't know. I liked him.
What a silly thing.
He just seemed like a hot shot, like innovative, fun coach.
Texas says Grantham had one.
Yeah, Todd Grantham.
Texas says, what about Rich Rod?
Yeah, he had a visor, but no one cares about him anymore.
Do we want to play?
He got fired from Arizona, just disappeared.
Well, you want to play this Deion Sanders?
I do. Yeah.
But I'm scared by it though. It's
nothing bad. It's actually very good advice. I just want to get Strebel's thoughts on it because he's like Mr. Married Man, like 45 seconds.
All right, so this is Deion. Oh, so this is Deion now, not Deion 20 years ago.
Yes, this is Deion now.
I think this is the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall and
this is like father head coach Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Okay.
He was wearing all his Jackson State gear when
Chip
he was giving his take.
Oh, that's a good one, Chip Kelly. Yeah.
All right, Deion Sanders is how to keep a woman, how to impress a woman,
how to keep a woman happy.
All right,
okay.
You start loving what's outside the house a lot more than you love inside the house.
Mm.
You got to love what's inside the house, not just what's outside the house. And sometimes we lose focus. We start loving what's outside the house instead of what's inside the house, because that thing inside is very emotional, and we got to treat it as such. She'll tell you what she wants. She'll tell you what she needs. She'll tell you how to treat them. You just got to pay attention to the signs. But sometimes we're so busy being who we are, we miss the visual that she's giving us. And she's telling us. She's telling us every darn thing. Like if a woman touched you on her shoulder, your shoulder, that means she want to be touched on hers. You better pay close attention to the signs, because she usually gives what she wants. How many times, baby, what you do today?
Right.
None. She really wants you to say, baby, what you do today? Yeah. And we just missed it because we so consumed with self. We got to get out there.
Okay. I have an opinion, but you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I can go first.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, I feel like my wife's pretty happy. And and the only thing I'm concerned with are things in my house, because I don't leave my house, I don't go anywhere, I don't do anything, and my wife's very happy. So I mean
that I know of. Well, the whole premise is you could be missing the point. So
I could be missing
the
point,
right.
But I don't feel like she's dropping any hints. I feel like that she's content and happy and understands that I'm there and that I'm not going anywhere. My focus is on the house more than anything.
And only the house.
That's why you have a healthy, stable, you know, marriage.
That's possible.
I don't know why your first sentence there was, "My wife is very happy." That needs to be a rejoin or on the mixtape or something.
Yeah. That's good advice.
Well, here's my biggest issue, and you could say, I'm not going to fight my own advice here. Hang on. I feel like I don't want to hear that from Deion.
Well, I understand that point.
Is that wrong? I feel like I don't need to hear that from Deion Sanders, who got to live like probably one of the craziest lives for how many years, is still living a crazy life.
Right.
But, does that make sense? Like, I feel like he had many women. And so you could say, well, that would be the reason you would listen to him. But I see it the opposite way. It'd be the reason I don't listen to him.
Because he had –
I don't need to hear that from him.
Yeah, maybe he's changed, though. Maybe he's a different guy now.
Yeah, that's still – and I understand that.
Yeah.
And I need to be more accepting that that might be the case, but I'm not.
Right. No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, when primetime was in Atlanta and Dallas, I'm sure he didn't give a damn about that advice he just gave.
There you go.
You know, I completely understand what you're saying, because when he was living that life, he didn't want to hear about what makes – the woman happy in the household. He was like thinking of other ways to make the woman happy.
Texas says Strebel, Dion's advice was for real men.
Again.
You see the
saying it with on the text machine. And that's fine. Well, I'm in Sellersburg, and you're wherever you are. Let's see how much of a man you are when you come face-to-face with me, bro.
Texter says, I thought Strebel was focused on getting a mitt.
Well, I got the mitt, so don't want to lose the mitt.
Texter says, Brian Kelly. Now, Brian Kelly no longer wears. He's not full-time visor.
No, he's not. No, is he not?
I'm pretty sure he's not.
He wore a visor for a long time.
In latter years, I think he just goes with his big fat head.
His big head?
I'm pretty sure that's the case.
He's a big fat face.
He does have a big head.
Yes.
Texas says, Deion Sanders wasn't giving advice to Big Rig. He was talking to athletes, LMAO.
That's fine. Y'all say whatever you want to say. Are you jealous? Is that what it is? I think there's a lot of jealousy seeping out of the text line today. Maybe your wives aren't happy with you, and you got to take it out on me, who's happily married and is a very happy family. Yeah, Strebel, yeah, he's not giving advice. Shut up.
I just love it when we ask Strebel, like when we do like the Valentine's Day tips our Mother's Day tips. He just gives the most generic answers ever.
No, he always.
And then. Like, Dion gave out a well-thought-out, like, philosophical, like, damn, like, yeah, you're right.
Strebel brags that he's happily married. He wants to make sure everything on the front end is he's happily married.
Because it's true.
I know, but you immediately went in that answer to, my wife's happy. She couldn't be happier. She's the happiest woman ever. Like immediately went to
because
the bona fides of how great of a husband you are. And I mean, have you ever asked her? Texter brings up a great point. You don't know until you ask. I don't know.
Yes, we talk about that all the time.
Your happiness?
And it's not anyone's business. Number one, what we discuss. Number two, yeah, you don't. I mean, it tells you, have you ever asked her? Hey, you asked your wife, bonehead? You go home and, hey, honey, are you happy? What do you do? What's your marriage advice? I want to hear it. Because we're going on 11 years, 3 kids, and we are great. But I don't want to hear it from you.
I would like – I think a summer radio bit would be a marriage counselor and people could call in. I think that would be a great segment.
I think it would be a good
That'd
segment.
That'd be a fantastic
be
segment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mitch, you want to play one or two pieces of sound here before we get out of here? I know you have 15 different things you could play
here.
There's
a lot of stuff on that sheet.
Yeah, I don't even
know what to play.
We have Crean. The Dick Vitale looks funny. We have Issel crushing Crean.
Oh, yeah, let's play that one.
All right, we got a couple different things. Go ahead.
You know, Dan, that's a point I had written down here. Crean spot on. This guy ought to coach. Crean, I got to get him a coaching job, man. He's evaluating the game, and he's making good points. He's running with it this morning, Dan. But
no, you're absolutely right, Mike, and he sure can't run a computer, so the job he has right now is way beyond his skills.
I like the Mike Pratt laugh.
It completes it.
It really does.
Here's Perrin today, or this morning.
Yeah. It looks like somebody has to take a picture of this.
Cross says,
don't take it off yet. Let us take a picture. Yeah, and then, man.
We should have a picture of it.
Oh,
real
damn,
quick.
It's on your shirt. Yeah, it got you good. It got you
golly.
Good.
Golly.
Yeah, it's all over you, man. That sounds so bad. Sorry.
What the
That's
hell?
That's going to be on the mixtape.
Yeah,
what are they talking
some
about?
There was like grease on the microphone. Got on Diener's new shirt.
Grease.
I didn't hear this morning.
Yeah,
but Diener took one in the face.
Give me the cream. Get to end the show today. We're back at it. You know the Dick Vitale one. Go ahead.
So I was trying to call Dick.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.